Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wife. Rick Haro is in Boston. Our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. He's going to the Pats-Jets game this weekend. He was at his alma mater, Harvard, today, counting all the money they all make there, that all those that finish at Harvard end up successful in life, even the idiots.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
Did you take Patriots and give 42 last week?
I did. I laid 18 and covered the bet, actually. It was unbelievable.
Obviously. How about 102-10?
Let me ask you a question. So I was talking to Jack Nolan, who's the host of Inside Notre Dame Football and Notre Dame Basketball Play-by-Play. And he was telling me that, I said that the Miami-Notre Dame series when I was a kid was the greatest rivalry, I thought, in college football that Notre Dame plays. It's to me, everyone says, USC, Stanford, Navy, Purdue, all these others, Michigan, and I'm like, it's Miami. Miami was the one that was the best. When Miami played Notre Dame, it was the best. And you know what he told me? Yeah. He said that the reason why they don't want to play Miami anymore is not that they went down there and got their ass beat. It's because when they went down there over the last several times that they were down in, like, Coral Gables at the Orange Bowl, he said that they were being spit on and threatened and physically and verbally abused by fans, and that they never felt safe playing the Miami Hurricanes in the Orange Bowl or in Miami, that it wasn't worth it.
You know what? Catholics, convicts. The problem is we're getting old for all, because if we say Catholics, convicts, there's a whole bunch of your demographic that don't even understand what we're talking about, right? And, we went to games let's just put it this way. We thought it was rain, and we looked back there, and you remember the Georgia Tech game when Calvin Johnson went nuts?
Yes.
Was that rain? What was that?
Yeah, that was Presidente beer.
Let's not go there, right?
Let me. Here's another one for you. How about that when the younger demographic that doesn't know what we're talking about, how about they know this? They think that the convicts are the Catholics.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really very good point. And so they may be, but let's take a memory lane. And all the children who don't remember, it was the biggest rivalry in history. There were T-shirts done.
Right.
There were games that could have played either way. There were, games deciding national championships. And the reason Miami team sucked, remember Miami played Notre Dame in the Sun Bowl, got blown out.
Right.
Miami played them again. And so I can't wait for, I can't wait for that to come back. I guess we'll have to see. Miami, Florida just came back, so hopefully Miami Notre Dame comes back soon.
Yeah, I would love to see that happen. All right, let's get into the 15 to watch. How about the NFL ad prices rebounding after a steep decline in 2018? Why the rebound?
Well, 10% increase, and a lot of people say it's because the NFL is getting more competitive. I don't think so. I think they're more bad teams than ever before. I think we're starting to count differently. So everybody now gives credit to the people that watch the games on devices and on iPads and on iPhones. And so advertisers are starting to pick those numbers up, and more people are spending money. So the upfronts are reflecting a 5 to 10% increase based on the numbers across the board, not just on TV. And it's long overdue. So I think the numbers will reflect people that are really watching, and it's good for the NFL.
So American Express gets back into golf.
Yeah. They have a big deal in La Quinta and the 2020 Pro-Am event, the Desert Classic. And so the deal came in a nick of time for the tournament. They were in danger of losing his place on the PGA Tour schedule. American Express sat away, but now they're saying the demographic is really good, and it's not Tiger anymore, but it's all the young guys. So good for them.
Yeah, and I love La Quinta. It's awesome. Awesome place. Do you think Gavin Newsom, my friend, who has been on the show many times, will sign the bill to pay college athletes in California?
Yeah, but the problem is, in California they'll do it, but the way to do this whole thing is not just there. That doesn't mean he shouldn't do it. It just means you shouldn't have all 50 states do it. You should have the courts take care of it first, And then I know the Power Five conferences are trying to figure out how to legislate all of this,
mm-hmm.
and there is a name and likeness of value. And so let's make sure that the athletes get the endorsement dollars themselves and figure out how to do it as opposed to each state doing it. Because, you know, Colorado, California does it, then, you know, Nevada, Colorado, the neighboring states do it as well.
Right.
Some do, some don't. That's the problem.
Baseball has launched a new lottery draw game called Baseball Bucks. What's that about?
Yeah, it's about them being able to generate some more money with people who are doing some stuff in October. It's an official brand mark for all 30 franchises, and it's a lottery game that'll give people the opportunity to do $5, but also to make Mega Millions in Powerball and to try to tie into the lottery systems from each state. So for each state, it gives more teams more opportunities to bet. For baseball, it gets them back in the game.
Will Ballmer build a new Clippers arena in Inglewood?
Yeah, because he can come up with $1 billion. Problem is, Inglewood wants a whole lot of stuff. They want money for libraries. They want $12 million in grant support for inner-city youth. They want $5.5 million to cover a emergency support first-time homebuyer program. First thought, you think that's not really their province. But listen, the money that comes in from sports, like a new arena in Inglewood, would fund these programs anyway. And so the Clippers seem like they're willing to do this. Gillian Zucker, who is the president, great lady, great person, and Ballmer's going to do it.
So the NFL announced the helmet challenge. They're actually like seeing who can build the best helmet.
$3 million for first prize, $2 million, and a prototype to design it. Vice President of Health and Safety Jeff Miller says this is a great way to generate some data. November 15th is the first conference, and the league makes money available to see who does the best of these prototypes. It's a good thing for the NFL.
So speaking of L.A. stadiums, the new football stadium is going to open soon, and it's really something else, $5 billion.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift is going to open the concert, or the facility with the concert, which is really kind of cool. And so,
glad I'll miss that one.
No, yeah, that's okay. But you walk around the stadium. You don't have to like, you know, the music, but you like the idea of NFL Network and all the other stuff happening there. And the Rams and Chargers went from, well, they support football in L.A. Once the stadium is done, you and I both know that's a game changer.
I've worked at NFL Network for 15 years. And
yeah, those voiceovers you do, by the way, the 100 greatest things,
right.
Those are really good, except where do you do those? Do you do those at home? Do you do them in the studio?
When I tape there, you know, they do everything like in short order, like in a day. So, like, they'll do the entire season, and everything that they want me to do, I'll bang out while I'm there over, like, several hours.
And the voice, and that's your radio. Oh, that is your voice.
Yeah, so Michael Jordan selling a piece to the Hornets?
To a couple investors, but a piece where he keeps control. And so he wants to bring some other guys in, and he wants to say, I don't want to take this whole deal myself. But the team may be worth $1.5 billion. They've got an arena. They throw off a lot of money. And it hasn't been performing very well. But now that they got a little more income, they might be in the free agent market again. You know, North Carolina is a basketball state, but it's a college basketball state. So let's see how he does.
Top Tech, GQ launching a YouTube channel, sports focused.
Yeah, but it's not on in-sports stuff. It's James Harden with his watch collection. It's T.J. Dillashaw and Terry Rozier on their tattoo tour. So it's all the stuff that's not really the game stuff, but kind of the stories behind the game. And they're going to be spending a lot of money. GQ has it. YouTube has it. So why not combine?
Yeah, it sounds great. No one will watch.
I understand. But you know, you and I won't watch. But there will, you know, there are some people who like stuff other than what you and I like. No,
there isn't. Actually, I got 45 seconds left. Habib wants to host a $50 million fight in Africa.
Yeah, well, hey, that's a good idea. You know, that brings a lot of money to the economy. You know, Ali had a lot of fights where he came over and he did it because he wanted to make sure he got a whole lot of Africa economic impact. But Khabib and the UFC, they can make money here. They ought to be able to make money over there. That's good for the continent.
I know that you've been to South Africa with Gary Player.
Well, been to South Africa, played a lot of the golf courses. Big water shortage over there, but it didn't matter to me because, you know, you can put ice in drinks and it's
yeah.
okay.
It sounds like a horrible problem that's theirs to deal with. Rick, God bless everyone in South Africa.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the bench. Have fun in Boston.
Very caring of you. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much. I'm such a wonderful human being.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.